Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan, leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped, self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader. Hey there, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Jerry. Man, I wish I hadn't said, it's eating up time, Chuck. This is Short Stuff. Oh, God, I already said that, too. This is already off the rails. Let's just start over.
Like 5 years from now, are you going to be doing this?
Yes.
Short Stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Short Stuff thing.
All right. I just want to know what I'm in for.
Yep. Buckle up, Chuck.
So I heard you talking to Jerry as I sauntered in.
Yeah.
Saying that you've never had a papasan or a futon.
No, neither one.
Same here.
Good for us, Chuck. That's really like sticking it to the man, you know?
Yeah. No, we're anti-papafoot.
We're saying to heck with you, society and popular culture. We're going to go our own way and use a normal mattress and box spring combination.
Yeah, or a regular chair.
Yeah.
That doesn't think it's a cereal bowl for sex.
Is that what they're for?
I don't know, but we should shout out the great, great website, Atlas Obscura.
Sure.
We both love that website and have for years. And this is, you know, when you're doing papasan research, look to one person, and that's John Kelly of Atlas Obscura, because he really dug into it.
Dude, he is the only person who did, too.
Like, I know.
If you find any other article on the web, including this How Stuff Works one, it's like, here's what John Kelly found.
I know, dude.
Like, this guy did all of the legwork and the research, and he really did dig in. But the beautiful part of the whole thing is that he failed to fully solve the mystery. It's still a mystery, which means it probably will be forever.
Yeah, so there are a lot of mysteries about the papasan. You can start by going to papasan.com, which will redirect to Pier 1 Imports, which is pretty great.
That is a little fishy and cool.
But there are a lot of, like you can't get anything clear as to, like, the origin of the name.
Right.
Or even where the chair originally came from or when people started selling it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But there are, so John Kelly did turn up some tantalizing clues. He wasn't able to triangulate on a particular year and even necessarily a particular country, but there's a lot of strong evidence that they emerged in the 60s, probably in the Philippines. That's where I'm putting my money. That's where the papasan chair came from. 60s Philippines.
Yeah, and that would make sense because by 1966 was when we finally got the name Pier 1 as a store, which had been, I guess it was previously Cost Plus.
Yeah, which I guess split off and Cost Plus went on to become World Market, which everybody knows.
Well, Cost Plus World Market is still on the sign, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, but weirdly, Pier 1 was Cost Plus originally. And
I
think it was after they divided. And then if you really want to get the mind boggling, it was the guys who started Radio Shack who originally funded the guy who founded Pier 1.
Yes, and the people who were Radio Shack were originally the Tandy Corporation, which I remember that name, I think.
Oh, I had a Tandy robot arm that moved left and right.
You still do. It's attached to your body.
That's right. It's my new appendage. I'm Stellark.
But, Stellark. God, I love just hearing that name. But 1966, Pier 1, what they're doing is they found a good market in importing Asian goods very cheaply and then marking them up for a profit. But here's the deal. Even marked up in the United States, it was still like cheaper than other stuff that you would get here from America or Europe. So people bought the stuff.
Yep. So Pier 1 is basically like the place. Everybody says, no, this is where America became enamored with papasan chairs. So people go to Pier 1 and say, where do papasan chairs come from? And Pier 1 says, we don't know. But we can tell you exactly when we started selling them. It was the mid-70s. And you say, okay, great. So papasan chairs hit the U.S. in the mid-70s. But then if you talk to somebody else at Pier 1, they might tell you that, no, actually, Pier 1 sold them until the 60s. They just didn't blow up until the 70s. So that remains a tantalizing mystery as well.
Yes, and what we do think we know is that the reason they blew up in the United States was because of the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently here's what happened, as the story goes. American GIs would go to Vietnam. They would go and serve in, you know, the countries that surround Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, this is where it gets a little dodgy, perhaps visit red light districts in these areas.
Perhaps.
As, you know, single soldiers with some spare change, I guess.
Sure.
And they would, this is where they would find the papasan chair, is at these brothels.
Mm-hmm. And papasan, this is where they think the name comes from, because it doesn't really make sense that the chair would be called the papasan chair if it comes from the Philippines, because that's a nonsensical word in the Philippines. It's actually Japanese, meaning like father or esteemed older man.
Right.
Or if you're an American GI in the Vietnam War, papasan meant pimp. And mama-san meant madam.
There you have it.
So it's possible, according to John Kelly's research, this is a theory, it's a pretty good one, that American GIs started calling these chairs papasan chairs rather than just calling them straight-up pimp chairs, because that's who they'd seen lounging around in them in brothels.
That's right. I think this part is fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In 1977, there was, and I guess in the surrounding years, but this is when this issue came out, but there was, I guess, a magazine called Mac Flyer, M-A-C, capital M-A-C, Flyer. And it was issued by the Military Airlift Command Safety Office. And there was a character, Major C.R. Terror, who was a pilot, fictional pilot, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was all about his crew and their antics and stuff like that. And there was one issue in 77 that said this. And this is the guy's, like, doesn't know what to get his wife for Christmas. That's the setup.
So he gets her everything.
And he says this, she's got that wombat skin coat. I brought her back from Athens. The Honda Goldwing from Tokyo. Candlesticks from Bangkok. A giant brass table from Iran. Two camel saddles from Turkey. A pair of elephants from Saigon. And a papasan chair from Clark, which was Clark Air Base in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, right. So at least by the 70s in the military, an in-joke that you would assume any military guy would know is that you would associate papasan chairs with the Philippines. So that's pretty strong evidence for John Kelly's idea.
Right. And the joke replied back in the comic was, sounds like her apartment is decorated in contemporary military. Should we take a break?
Yeah. After that burner of a joke, yes.
All right. We'll be right back with more on the papasan.
Think of all the stuff. There's so much stuff. Look at all the stuff you should know.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Okay, Chuck, so here's where it's possible that Pier 1 already had papasan chairs, just no one was really paying attention to them. It was probably soldiers, American soldiers returning from Vietnam, who had seen these chairs in brothels in Southeast Asia, and were like, holy cow, there's a pimp chair right there, and they're selling them. I totally got to get one of those. Or people went over to military people's houses, saw them in their houses, and then also saw them at Pier 1 and thought, these are really cool. One way or another, they just hit just the right nerve. And definitely by the mid-70s, they were all the rage in the United States as far as home decor is concerned.
Yeah, and it's occurring to me, we haven't even described one because I just assumed Papasans were so ubiquitous. If you grew up in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, even hanging out in the 90s probably, mm-hmm. that you know what one is. But you might hear it called a rattan chair.
Yes.
Or perhaps bamboo or like a moon chair.
Yeah.
And there were different models over the years. Some were smaller and had four legs and like a smaller cushion. The one, when I think of a Papasan, I think of the almost comically large round saucer. Mm-hmm. That is not attached to the round base.
Right.
It just, you can angle it and move it around. You can make it completely flat like a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. Or you can tilt it up if you want to look like, was it Isaac Hayes?
Yeah, sure.
Although those chairs are different and those are awesome too.
Yeah, it's like a rattan woven king chair.
A throne.
From like prom pictures in 1983.
Yeah, but that's what the Papasan is. And the big fishbowl one that I associate with that word had a very, very large cushion. A lot of times it was had like flowers on it or palm trees or something like that.
I just reminded myself of a P.F. Tompkins bit where he talks about how he used to work in a hat store. Uh-huh. And they had all sorts of hats and people would come in. They'd be like, let me try on one of them king hats. And he would say, what's the matter with you? Like, you and I both know that that's called a crown,
right?
Not a king hat. What? Why did you just call it a king hat? He does it way better than me, but it kills. And yeah. I just called it a king chair.
King chair.
And then you corrected me, quite rightly. It's a throne is what I meant.
Oh, Paul F. Tompkins, the best.
The best.
So that's what I associate with the Papasan. Although, like I said, there have been other models, and over the years, they've evolved into, like, instead of bamboo, it would be, like, woven string and stuff like that as the support base.
Yeah, or metal. They're like, a lot of people have said like, no, you don't have to associate them with hippies because they were definitely associated with hippies and artsy chic and definitely kind of like that whole like, I don't know what you'd call it, but
the same people that had beads in their doorway probably
exactly,
had a Papasan.
Exactly, and you could buy that at Pier 1 too, right? But now people are saying, well, wait a minute, if you get rid of the base or you replace the base with something like with kind of thin tapered stick legs, like it makes it suddenly mid-century modern, you know?
Sure.
So people have rethought it and it's kind of made comebacks here or there. But if you ask me, that Papasan chair that you described where you could move the bowl and be the cereal yourself, that's the all-time great one. But you just have to have the right room for it because it totally ruins everything else in the room. If you have a theme going that's not Papasan themed.
Yes. And be prepared to drink plenty of Mai Tais.
Nothing wrong with that.
And John Kelly also found a bunch of people in here that he dug up through social media and stuff that had stories. It was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. This one lady from Malaysia said in her native Malacca, it was a very big thing in the 70s to shoot studio portraits of your kids mm-hmm. and the smaller versions of these.
Yeah. Which is when they think they started introducing cushions, which means people were sitting around in these things without cushions, just the rattan part.
Ugh.
Sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, that's no good.
But so they think that by the 70s, for sure, these things were commonplace in the Philippines and that they got picked up by then.
I assume you can still buy these brand new, right? I mean, I know you can get them used online virtually any day of the year.
Yeah, that's another. You can find trampolines and Papasan chairs in the classifieds all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Pier 1, like if you type in papasanchair.com, it takes you to Pier 1 Papasan page and they have them. I looked. And they're cheaper than you'd think. They're like $55, I think, for the highest end one.
No, I'm seeing some. Look here. This one's 180.
Right. Okay. I mean, like the traditional good kind that you and I were talking
gotcha.
About, like the wicker rattan version.
Yeah. I kind of like the hanging basket ones as well.
Yeah.
Those are very cool. Just make sure you hang it on a sturdy buttress, everybody.
For sure. Well, since Chuck said sturdy buttress and we don't do listener mail, then that means that we are at the end of this short stuff. So short stuff, adios.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.